So I just got out the I'm not gonna tell you what I was just doing. It's a little weird, TMI. But basically I was thinking about some stuff. Sorry if there's like a little rattling going on in the back. I don't know, there's always construction going on in my school. But I was just thinking about some stuff. And one thing I was thinking about, and mind you, just take in mind, I'm only 21 years old. I don't have life figured out as much as I make it probably seem like that. I don't. I have my days when I struggle. But what I was saying, basically where I was going with this, where I am going with this is, I feel like your life is based off of things you consume. So, let's not say the people you talk to, or, cause like, some of the people you talk to that are saying garbage to you, you have to. Like, sometimes it's your parents, like, or it's your brother or sister, or your, sometimes even your roommate or something. But like, people you listen to, people you, or books you read, things you consume on your social media. Like, I feel like your life is a lot, like, determined, or the way you think is determined a lot about that. Like, for example, with the exception of sports, I feel like I had a, like, fixed mindset on certain things. Like, I was a perfectionist when it came to, like, if I couldn't do it, I wasn't gonna try it. And that's so, like, I'm saying so, like, a lot, but for instance, when I was taking art in 9th grade, I wasn't the best at it, but all I needed to do to pass the class was put the effort in. Like, that's literally what my teacher said. She said, you can be the worst drawer in the class, which I was, but if you try, I'll give you an A. And my problem was that, nah, I'm not going to do it, I'm not even going to try it, I'm not going to put the effort in because it's like I'm not good at it. Like, things that I wasn't good at, I didn't try, because that's just how my mindset was. And that's probably from, like, maybe my mother, probably. That's kind of the way she thinks. Things aren't, like, if she doesn't understand something, it's stupid. Like, she doesn't even give herself a chance to understand it. Or, like, if she can't do something, then it shouldn't even been made. Like, it's, you know what I mean? But, like, as I grew up and I got older, my mindset kind of switches a little bit. Like, I've tried more things in the past couple of years than I would have if I was younger, because I couldn't do it. Like, longboarding, for example, was something that, I don't know, for some reason I just wanted to try it, and I did. And for that summer before, the summer of 2015, I did it all summer, and it was great. Like, it's kind of relaxing, not gonna lie, and I enjoyed it a lot. And then also, like, people you're around, like, when I was, yeah, like, some of us may have friends that tell us, like, nah, like, you don't have to do your work, do it later. But when I was at Delhi last year, I was lucky enough to have friends that if one of us was in a library and we had to, like, if all of us were in a library and we had to get work done, we would all push each other to get our work done. Like, even if it took, like, 8 hours to do, like, a 1 hour thing because we were joking around, we still, like, pushed each other to do the best that we can. And I feel like you need people like that in your life to push you to the right way. Even if it, like, you should be able to have someone that challenges you without you being offended by it. And I mean, it definitely depends on the way they're challenging you. Like, they can't challenge you in a negative way, I guess. Like, say, like, you're stupid, like, you should be doing this, but, like, more encouragement, if that makes sense. Like, you should be able to be encouraged and challenged and understand that you're being encouraged and challenged. Understand that you're being encouraged and challenged, and take it as, like, constructive criticism instead of something bad. But yeah, that's all I got for today. So hit me up with more questions. Thing is ending 6-5. It's got to cut me off. I was just going to say thank you, God. Thank you to my mother for having me. Thank you.